It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, June 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A lot of games to watch today as another week of the World Cup begins. Australia versus Spain, Brazil versus Cameroon, Croatia versus Mexico. But while we're all staring at the pitch, we should also keep an eye on the referees and new high-tech gear helping them make calls. Tracy Samuelson takes a look.
The first thing you'll notice is a new spray foam, like shaving cream, that refs will use to mark the position of free kicks. It'll vanish a few seconds later.
I've actually even used the spray. It's kind of fun.
Victor Matheson is a sports economist at Holy Cross in Massachusetts and a former ref for Major League Soccer.
The big, great innovation that really opens the door here is goal line technology.
When the ball goes near the goal, you might also notice refs checking their watch, but they won't be checking the time. Seven high-speed cameras will now monitor each goal and send an alert to the ref's watch within a second of the ball crossing the line. The hope is to avoid situations like the 2010 World Cup. Sam Laird covers sports and technology for Mashable.
It was a close play, and the ref made the wrong call, which is a human error, but one that could have been corrected with the help of replay. And for the first time, that will be an option this year.
This World Cup, refs will get lots of tech support, but they are still human, which means there'll be plenty of other reasons for fans to scream at them. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
You may remember a recent story about Nokia being hit with a hack that involved ransom. Hackers threatened to reveal the company's source code for its mobile operating system, which would open it up to all kinds of cyber attacks. And Nokia reportedly paid millions to avoid it. Well, this is also happening at a smaller scale with smaller stakes. The target of these attacks? Tech startups based in the U.S. The ransom is just a few hundred bucks, so why ransom that much money? Well, here's Chester Wisniewski of cybersecurity firm Sophos.
For many of them, it costs them more time to talk about it in the boardroom than it does to pay the ransom.
And that, says Wisniewski, just helps to encourage the hackers.
The assumption is that it's increasing because it works. While there's been a few high-profile cases, those are the few that are willing to stand up and say, no, we're not going to pay $300, even though it's costing them tens of thousands of dollars in damages.
Okay, so what's the solution? Wisniewski says startups should think about hacks from day one.
It comes back to the original design of their service or their application to begin with. Building in security defenses from the start on the understanding that someone may do something to your application that you don't want them to makes it a lot easier to defend.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. And now a tech mystery. There's a Twitter account called Hidden Cash. It's described as, quote, an anonymous social experience for good. And it's been tweeting clues to actual chunks of hidden cash in San Francisco and other cities. Well, the operator of said Twitter account has recently been outed, and Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has been following the story. Chrissy, thanks for chatting with us.
You're welcome.
What is hidden cash and how does it work?
Okay, so a guy who goes by Hidden Cash hides money, then takes a picture of that location, sends some clues via Twitter. His handle is at Hidden Cash. And then people come and try to find the money. And it's anything from $50 to maybe $100, you know, something that doesn't mean a whole lot to some folks and actually means a great deal to others. And it is, in his words, an anonymous social experience for good.
How many Twitter followers does he have?
He has more than 500,000.
This guy's been around Silicon Valley for a little while, right? So what was his path to this point?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I mean, he actually, even in high school, he had a 1-900 dating site. He's sort of this classic entrepreneur. And it turns out that pretty much nothing he has done really worked out.
The most notorious thing I did was Cash Tomato, which was one of my many, many business failures. I've had many.
So Cash Tomato was this plan a few years ago where he was trying to get people to sign up for an internet video website, and he would lure them by giving them cash, kind of like Hidden Cash now, but he would put them in boxes of tomatoes. I don't know why. And this actually, he did a big thing in Union Square in New York, and there was a mob that came out and some fights started, and he actually got written up in the New York Daily News as inciting a riot over Cash Tomatoes. So he never has really had a hit. Instead, he ended up making a lot of his money in real estate.
The old-fashioned way.
the old-fashioned way. And what's ironic is that now he's finally getting that internet success that he's always wanted, except he can't monetize it because that's not the point of this.
Now that this man has actually been outed, you realize that you have a personal connection to this?
Yeah, when it came out who he was, his name is Jason Boozy. I recognized that last name. Turns out that his younger brother was my college sweetheart.
Well, that's a sweet ending to this interesting story. Chrissy Clark is a reporter with the Wealth and Poverty Desk. Chrissy, thank you so much for spinning this yarn for us.
You're welcome.
Before we go, Apple fans may have been looking for new hardware at the company's recent Worldwide Developers Conference, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting that October is when the tech giant will unveil several versions of a smartwatch. People close to the company say that Apple's device will have 10 sensors that track things like your heart rate and other stuff. In the meantime, there might be some talk about Google's smartwatch, though. The company has its big developers conference this week, and talk of an Android device is expected to be part of the buzz. We'll keep you posted. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.